Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from.
Direct from PetroServe USA.
Here's what I
do. We're inviting you to choose on Unleaded 88 to fight breast cancer today. Three cents per gallon. Donated to Pinkett Ford for every gallon of Unleaded 88 purchased all month long. We're at the PetroServe USA in Harwood, and we got some folks here that want to tell us something special. Who you got there, Crystal? What's your name, sir?
William Hildebrand.
Hey, William, how you doing?
Good.
Where are you from?
Glendon, Minnesota.
Glendon, beautiful. We have a cap for you. From the flag, and when you see that flag, what do?
I'm informing people about the flag.
Are you?
They're very misinformed, and this country is in grave danger.
Sure is, and you tell them to listen to the flag?
For a week, and I've got five new people listening also.
Good for you. That's fantastic. We have a $25 gift card for you, okay? Thanks. Hi, what's your name?
The flag. This is Norma.
Where are you from, Norma?
I'm from Moorhead.
Right from Moorhead. All right. Come on over. There you go. There's a gift card for you. Make sure you register for the $100 we'll give away at the end of the day, too.
Thank you.
That's called a full tank of gas is what that is, $100.
Well,
what's this gentleman's name?
My name is Bill.
Where are you from, Bill?
Fargo, of course.
Bill walked in with a flag hat on already.
And a flag on my pickup, too.
And a flag on your pickup. And when you see the flag, what do?
I stand up and congratulations and salute the flag and everything. That's the only thing that we have left in this country to really go for.
God bless you. Appreciate you doing that, Bill. Thank you. Yep. Love the flag hat. We'll give you another flag hat in case that one wears out 8 past the hour. Kev, is Donald Trump speaking in ahead of the court proceedings in New York? Did I understand that correctly?
Yes, he just, if you want to hear, I actually rolled tape. He's just wrapping up his comments, but I rolled tape on the front part of it. You want to hear a bit of it?
Yeah, it'd be great.
Yeah, here we go.
It's a witch hunt. It's a disgrace. We have a corrupt attorney general in the state. You see how she does? This trial was railroaded and fast-tracked. This trial could have been brought years ago, but they waited till I was right in the middle of my campaign. The same with other trials and indictments. It's all run by DOJ, which is corrupt in Washington. Everything goes through them. They're all corrupt people. Frankly, our country is corrupt. And that's one of the reasons I'm running. We're going to straighten it out. They have one property that's worth anywhere from 50 to 100 times what this judge put down as a value. Put down a value, $18 million. And the property's probably worth, could be anywhere from 50 to 100 times more than that. And a lot of those numbers could even be low. We have other properties, the same thing. So he devalued everything. I didn't even put in my best asset, which is the brand, in terms of value. Coca-Cola, take a look at their value. They have a value. The value of their brand is more than everything else put together. My brand is extremely valuable. I didn't even use it in my financials. If I wanted to build up a financial statement, I would have built it up by using brand in addition to everything else. We have the greatest properties. We have among the greatest properties in the world, and I have to go through this for political reasons. This judge is a politician. He comes out of the clubs. He's running unopposed. The reason he's unopposed is because he's getting Trump. They always run opposed. He's getting Trump. The bosses say, don't run against this guy. He's doing great. He's getting Trump. But he overplayed his hand, and he should be investigated for what he's done. What he did in undervaluing these properties is a disgrace to our nation. This shouldn't be a case. One other thing. We have a clause in the contract which tells, essentially, buyer beware. The contract is very, very, if you take a look and you speak to the banks, and you will, I hope you speak to the banks, because the banks got paid in full.
There you go. He went on to say that every property they deal with has a, you know, has a, as a, you know, a buyer beware deal. I mean, it's as is. You know, it's a.
I don't understand how a judge can do this.
I don't either.
This is bizarre to me.
He's a politician, like Trump said.
Yeah, obviously. Is Trump still going?
No, he's wrapped up. He's heading into court right now, yeah.
He was on a roll. That was great.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go, folks. Here we go. All right, some more folks are here to tell us something. What's your name, young man?
Grayson.
Grayson, where are you from?
West Fargo.
Is that right? I see you have your Viking sweatshirt on. Did they win yesterday?
I stand for the flag.
I stand for the flag. He's more interested in getting that $20 gift card. Let's give Grayson a $20 gift card. Way to go.
My man.
Thank you, Mom, for bringing him in. We appreciate it. Adorable mohawk, by the way, on Grayson. I love that. What's your name, sir?
Hi there. I'm Randy.
Randy, where are you from?
Fargo.
You listen to the flag?
I sure do, every day.
God bless you.
Hey, I love your shirt, too, Sky. That's a cool shirt.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's a flag shirt.
Yeah. Can we buy them?
Not this one.
Okay.
Unless I get to work on that and find them somewhere. We have our buddies at Media Shack cook some of these up. Anyway, what brings you to Harwood today?
I stand for the flag.
Stand for the flag. God bless you. Appreciate it very much. $20 gift card for you from PetroServe USA. Register for 100. We'll give away at noon.
Thank you.
Appreciate it very much. Great. Glad you stopped by. 12 past the hour on What's On Your Mind. So, what do we make of this latest assault on common sense, corruption of our laws, all in the name of getting Donald Trump? Here we go again, my friends. Here we go again. Unbelievable. You know what, though? I'm getting to the point where I'm not even surprised. Like, yeah, okay, judge just made this up, and yeah, Trump's dragged back into court. Yeah, whatever. This is... on and on and on we go. I think Kelly Armstrong had an interesting answer last week, when we asked him, you know, put his legal hat on. Can Donald Trump run the table? In other words, win all these cases that come up before the election? Or would he drag out appeals on them until after the election? Kelly's point was there are so many of these cases that are pending, there's no possible way they can be adjudicated before the election. So it's possible a lot of this will come after the election. And I don't know about you, Kevin, but I think every time one of these drops, Donald Trump gains popularity because people just see it for the absolute obscene banana republic that it is. Don't you agree?
Yep. 1,000%. 1,000%. Don't care. He'll get back to me when there's a conviction in any of this. Meanwhile, I'm watching the border. Because we have CCP supplanting operatives in our country by the thousands. You know, the real problems are this is all a distraction. This is all part of the, you know, watch the left hand, watch Trump. Meanwhile, we're being invaded.
We are indeed, and it is certainly, in my mind, sad that we didn't get some strong rebukes of the Biden administration policy on the border in those bills that went down last week. There was a way to get a couple of those appropriations bills done that would have hampered the Biden administration and their open border policy, and a handful of Republicans who say they're for it voted against it because they didn't want to fund the government for 45 days. I'm not in agreement with them. I don't think it was the right thing to do. You listen to Matt Gaetz, and he is very persuasive. There's no doubt about it. And he is on a 100% jihad against the Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy. You got a favorite in that fight, Kev?
Well, I don't like Kevin McCarthy. I think Matt Gaetz wants to eat the elephant in one bite. But I'm not a McCarthy fan. I was not a McCarthy fan when he got the Speaker. He's a California Republican. He reminds me of a younger Mitt Romney. You know, I mean, he reminds me of a... He's very polished. He's very much a, you know, and I think he's proven more and more that he's a uniparty guy, you know. And this has to stop. And I don't know, but I see the win. You know, there's some wins in this 45-day CR that they did. But again, we're 45 days. The can's 45 days down the road. Now what? You think they're going to actually do their job now and figure it all out before then? Hopefully.
The victory this weekend was the fact that Ukraine funding was pulled. So
yeah,
it's not in the House or Senate version.
That's
that was
saying. There's
that
some
was
wins in there.
Yeah, yep. And the Clinton, but we blew it. We got to wait 45 days now for the House Republican version of border security to get done. The president would have had to sign it because he wanted the government funded, and we lost that opportunity. Now, we have it again in 45 days, but look what happens every day.
Yeah.
Do the math on what 45 days means.
Yep.
And they know this is coming to an end at some point. They know that House Republicans are going to get this, and there's too many Democrats in the Senate that want to get reelected. They're going to have to go for it, and they're already talking about it. Doing something.
Yeah, well,
so,
I mean, how do you stop an administration that wants an invasion?
Matt Gaetz stood in the way of 8% cut in spending, which, by the way, they never do in Washington, D.C., and tough border protection. For that, I believe he's wrong. You tell me if I'm right or wrong. 701-271-1100. You can text us at 701-237-1590. 701-237-1590. You can email studio@flagfamily.com. studio@flagfamily.com. Petrol Serve USA in Harwood for Pink at the Pump. I'm Scott Hinnon. We'll continue with more after this. Don't go away.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming October auctions include 320 acres of cropland in Clay and Wilkin Counties, 750 acres of crop and pasture land in Rolett County, 1,500 acres in Botno County, 1,000 acres in Ward and McHenry Counties, and thousands of acres of crop, pasture, and hunting land in Slope, Golden Valley, Billings, Stark, Bowman, and Hedinger Counties in North Dakota at Piper's annual Western North Dakota Land Auction event. View all land and equipment auctions at pipers.com.
We're talking estate planning with Mark Wagner, ND Estate Services. Mark, what are the deciding factors when people determine their estate plans?
Scott, age, marital status, and even wealth are not a determining factor when it comes to setting up your estate plan. The determining factor is, number one, if you don't want to have any court oversight of any titleable assets or any numbered accounts, you need to consider the benefits of a revocable living trust to have a private, peaceful settlement for your family each and every time, guaranteed.
That avoids probate, but it also minimizes taxes, doesn't it?
It does minimize taxes. The kids all receive a stepped-up basis on your investments and also on your personal titleable property that's been properly funded into the trust. Absolutely.
Call Mark to find out more at 701-318-0908, 318-0908, ndestateservices.com in Minnesota and North Dakota. Mark Wagner. Thanks, Mark.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
About the future, like she's flipping through a magazine, finds the beauty in the thrown away and broken things, gets excited about all my crazy dreams. Got every sunset that she's ever seen in her eyes.
Tim McGraw? Who is this?
That is Cody Johnson.
Trying to place the voice. He sounds a little Tim McGraw-ish, no?
Kind of, yeah, a little deeper, yeah. But newer guy. Yep. like him.
Texter says, hey, Scott, does a higher power judge have authority to step in and tell this judge he's out of line? Good question. What do you suppose the chain of command is there? But it's New York. What higher power judge is going to do that? If you ask me, all these things are going to get to the Supreme Court. I really believe that. I believe that ultimately we're going to have a 2000-like Supreme Court involvement in the ongoing charges against Donald Trump in all these cases. It's just, don't you get up every day and just shake your head when you hear about these things and think, oh my gosh, this is happening in America. How can this be happening
you know
in America?
I see that and then I go, and you don't have anything better to do? We don't have anything better to do. We can't get, you know, together on the border, on crime, on the economy, on energy. We can't actually get together and work on any of that because they're not doing anything on anything.
It is a scary time in which we live. And by the way, we talked a little bit about this on Friday with the author of Woke Jesus. Great conversation. This is Marxism at work. This is an intentional dividing of America that we're living through.
Yep.
Intentional. On purpose. All of this is happening by design. Be very worried about that.
I love another fire alarm story, though. I just
oh, we got to talk about that,
it.
Yes.
Hey, can't get over that one.
Let me just chat with this person who just walked in. Hi there, what's your name?
Oh, Wendy Hammond.
Hi, Wendy, where are you from?
Moorhead.
Moorhead. Well, thanks for stopping up at PetroServe USA in Harvard today. When you see the flag, what do?
I stand for the flag.
I stand for the flag. There we go. All right, we got a $20 gift card for you from PetroServe USA. Thanks so much. Appreciate it. And by the way, when you fill up with unleaded 88, not only at this PetroServe USA in Harvard, but any location all throughout North Dakota that has pink at the pump, and there are locations, Western North Dakota, Watford, Wilson, for instance, of course, dotting I-29 and I-94, and you find the pink at the pump, a little insignia on your pump, 3 cents for every gallon is going to unleaded 88 and a pink it forward fund today to save lives and fight breast cancer. So it's a great day. Pink at the pump. Join us here if you can at the PetroServe in Harwood. $20 gift certificate if you tell us I stand for the flag while they last. Register for $100 as well. Okay, yeah, the fire alarm. The fire alarm. The guy is now saying, well, first of all, tell the story from the beginning for anybody that's missed this on what happened. There was a lot of chaos this weekend in the Congress. And basically, there became very evident that the Republican deal was not going to get done. Matt Gaetz and his friends killed that deal, which I think is stupid, because we had a chance to put GOP policy on the border day one, right away. Now we got to wait 45 days. Also had an 8% cut. Again, to Kevin's point, he's swallowing the whole elephant. Is Matt Gaetz doing the right thing? I think absolutely not. I think Matt Gaetz is looking to increase his brand, which is fine. You need eloquent, smart, young conservative voices. I appreciate that, but I just think there's a better way to do what he's trying to do than torpedo our first bite at the apple against the Biden administration to take on the border, which is by and large the number one immediate crisis. I think the $33 trillion in debt is the bigger crisis, but that's the long haul. The short haul right now is the border.
I'm thankful for his fight. I don't, whether it enriches or it helps the Matt Gaetz brand or not, I don't care. I like everything he's saying and everything he wants to do.
Do you like the fact?
The problem is he's trying to do it in the swamp, and he's trying to eat, like you said, he's trying to eat the elephant in the hole in one bite. You got to eat an elephant one bite at a time. And I'm happy he's fighting for a bigger bite. I don't have any problem with that.
Me either.
And I don't think he.
Tactics.
Exactly. Yeah.
We're talking about the tactics to get what you want.
Yeah.
And in my mind, that was blown this weekend big time. And, you know, nobody wanted a clean CR, continuing resolution. But anyway, in the middle of all this circus, it became obvious the Democrats were going to join Speaker McCarthy and pass this over to the Senate for them to pass. And one member of Congress was so panicked about that. And by the way, he is left. AOC left, okay? And what'd he do, Kev?
Well, AOC was actually defending him on the...
Listen, I think if you actually do see some of the photos of the signs, the exits that are normally open in that building were suddenly closed. They're filing a motion to expel a member who, in a moment of panic, was trying to escape a vestibule.
So he was just trying to escape a vestibule, Sky. It was Jamal Bowman. There's a big sign, by the way, in front of the door that says, "Alarm will sound. Do not open." And, you know, it's one of those doors. And so he, for whatever reason... He thought that pulling the fire alarm, which has a big red sign on the front of it, says fire alarm, would somehow open the door. It was his saying. And, yeah.
Completely unbelievable. Pure
fantasy. They've thrown cold water all over that. He does it with his left hand. He's not looking to leave at all. He would have pulled with his left, with his right hand, whatever.
Oh, look.
It's just sad.
I've faced this before where you see those doors that say, if you open this door, an alarm will sound. And you wonder, is it hooked up? Is it not? But I've pushed it before and begged for forgiveness when you're trying to run a cord for a broadcast or something like that. Say I was at PetroServe and they had one of those on the back and I was trying to feed an antenna outside. I'd do it, and I know the manager can come over with a key and change it, right? But if he was that panicked about getting out, he would have just pushed the door and let the alarm go there. Instead, he pulls the fire alarm.
Yeah, in any world, does a fire alarm open a door?
By the way, a lot of people are in jail right now because they quote-unquote disrupted a official proceeding of the United States government on January 6th. So why should he be held to any different standard?
Well, this is what you get when you don't have any weight to your ideas or your argument. This is what you get when you don't have any policies, and the ones you do have suck. You have to use these tactics of cheating, sidestepping, pulling fire alarms, not showing up, not answering questions, walking out on questions being asked of you. Never, you know, I mean, that's what you do. And it'd be nice if they just actually came back a little bit from the ridiculousness and, you know, sat down and actually wanted to talk about solutions rather than trying to sabotage a vote. So, yeah, it's pretty sad. I mean, pathetic, actually.
We're live at PetroServe USA in Harwood today. Here's another special guest just stopped up to say hi. What's your name, sir?
My name's David Hammond.
Hey, David, how are you?
Good.
Where are you from?
Moorhead, Minnesota.
Moorhead, Minnesota. Is that right?
Yes.
And, David, when you see a flag, what do you do?
I stand for the flag.
Oh, God.
My man.
$20 gift card from PetroServe USA just for that. Get registered for the $100 in free gas we have given away at the end of the show today, also known as a tank of gas. You can actually fill your tank with that $100, can't you, Kev? Barely?
Yeah. Oh, well, it depends on the tank, but yeah, it'll take a little sting off.
Texter says, government cannot profit from self-sufficient people, so they'll just come and take what you have. You'll own nothing and be happy. World Economic Forum caught orchestrating the U.S. border crisis from military bases in Panama. Justin Trudeau now silencing conservative podcasts in Canada, just like China. They control the media. They control the media and its people, something Biden, Obama, and Trudeau learned well. Well said. Welcome more of your comments. Call us 701-271-1100. Is Matt Gaetz right or wrong? I want to get that answer today from our fine listeners.
For the history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota. Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
USA News Update. California Governor Gavin Newsom named Democrat strategist LaFonza Butler as Senator Dianne Feinstein's replacement in the U.S. Senate after the longtime Democrat senator died last week at the age of 90. Butler will finish out the remainder of Feinstein's term in Washington ahead of the 2024 election. In a statement, the governor described Butler as an advocate for women and girls and a second-generation fighter for working people. Butler is married to her wife, Naneki, and together they have a daughter, Nyla. Dissatisfied with President Biden's job performance heading into the 2024 presidential election, Representative Dean Phillips of Minnesota is stepping down from his House Democratic leadership position, an exit after his unsuccessful call for a viable party challenger in the 2024 presidential election. He will remain on the payroll as a congressman. Lance Pry, USA News.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
To serve USA in Hartwood today on What's On Your Mind. As we told you, we'd be up here till noon today. And while they last, we have $20 gift cards from PetroServe USA for you if you simply stop by and tell us, I stand for the flag. Also, folks from the North Dakota Corn Council and North Dakota Ethanol Council are keeping an eye on the pumps. And when they see somebody filling up with unleaded 88, they want to go out there and say thank you, because 3 cents for every gallon donated to Pinkett Forward goes to help breast cancer awareness, fight breast cancer. So that's worth a thank you, plus a slap a $20 gift card in your hand. So fill up with unleaded 88, not just today at PetroServe USA in Harwood, but at every location you see pink at the pump all across the great state of North Dakota. Telephone number 701-271-1100 to weigh in today on the news of the day. We've got fire alarms being pulled in Congress. We've got Matt Gaetz in a food fight with Kevin McCarthy. Who do you favor in that battle? And Donald Trump back in court, believe it or not. Big surprise. All of that on the table for us to talk about, or anything else on your mind at 701-271-1100. 701-271-1100. Text us at 701-237-1590. Heidi Hago is here from the North Dakota Corn Council. How are you, Heidi?
I'm great, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, nice to have you. Appreciate you being here. Tell me a little bit about the Corn Council.
Absolutely. So the North Dakota Corn Council was actually established by State Century Code to utilize the state checkoff funds. So farmers might be responsible or familiar with a checkoff on their products. 1/4 of 1% of every bushel of corn sold in the state goes to a fund in Bismarck, and the board of 7 utilizes those funds for promotion, market development, and trade use around research and education, so moving that market forward and helping to create a profitable business climate for farmers in North Dakota.
How is this year's corn crop looking?
It's actually looking really great. You know, it's spotty. It's in pockets across the state. We had some drought, of course, but we're actually expecting our biggest corn crop ever this year, so farmers are starting to report really great yields.
Where does that corn go?
That corn goes, a lot of it, actually about 50%, goes toward the ethanol market. So we're using a lot of ethanol. We're talking about ethanol today, also livestock feed, and, of course, we export some corn through the Pacific Northwest.
My grandparents and uncles all farmed, big corn farmers in Minnesota. I was a city kid. But I always figure I can feel like a farmer if I fill up with unleaded 88.
Absolutely.
Right, because I'm helping the corn farmer. I'm helping the small towns.
You are, yes. Unleaded 88 is approved for all vehicles 2001 or newer, like you mentioned earlier, and it's great for your engine. It's higher octane than normal unleaded. It's great for your wallet. It's always a little bit cheaper than unleaded fuel, and it's great for the environment and, like you said, supporting our farmers.
Absolutely. So tell me a little bit about what is happening with the funds from the Pink It Forward, Pink at the Pump.
Absolutely. It is our sixth Pink at the Pump event, sixth annual. We are partnering again with the North Dakota Ethanol Council this year for this really great event. October is Pink at the Pump. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So this year, 3 cents for every gallon of gas, every gallon of unleaded 88, pumped at 23 participating locations across the state, goes to Pink It Forward, which is a nonprofit here supporting and enriching the lives of women who have been diagnosed with breast cancer.
So what a way to help. Look for the Pink at the Pump at all the pumps statewide, right?
23 participating pumps statewide, absolutely.
If you don't see it at where you fill up, you might say, hey, where's your Pink at the Pump?
Absolutely, yes, please do, and then they can get on our list for next year. If you're looking for a station, you can see those at ndethanol.org or ndcorncouncil.org.
Thanks a bunch, Heidi, appreciate it.
Thank you.
Heidi Haugo, who is with the North Dakota Corn Council. We have folks in the North Dakota Ethanol Council here today, and, of course, PetroServe USA, long-standing supporter of ethanol, and choice at the pump. You've got choices with ethanol, without ethanol, whatever you like this month. Unleaded 88, 3% per gallon goes to this Pink at the Pump promotion to fight breast cancer. A cause that should be near and dear to all of our hearts, for sure. Let's go back to the phones here at 701-271-1100. Tom in Osakis wants to talk about Matt Gaetz. Go ahead, Tom.
Hi, guys. Thanks for allowing me to speak my piece. Even if I agree with everything Matt Gaetz wants, he's wrong in this situation. He's demanding McCarthy deliver something that isn't available to have. And he's damaging the conservative cause in the long run. And I'd like to put this out there. Remember a number of years back in 2017, and maybe I shouldn't be dragging old stuff up, but Matt Gaetz and the Freedom Caucus, because they wanted to, quote-unquote, stand on principle, refused to go with President Trump's border plan because they said it would reward lawbreakers by granting a pathway to citizenship. Well, I believe that that cost a generation of Hispanic votes. It cost President Trump's reelection. And it got us 7 million more illegal immigrants into this country because he was afraid of granting citizenship to Dreamers and DACA people. That was a big mistake on the part of the Freedom Caucus. And this, what they're doing now today, is just as big a mistake. I hope they find a way to get past it. So. Thank you for letting me speak my piece.
No, great thoughts, Tom, and I'm in 100% agreement with you. Kevin, I think it's a little more nuanced in that you agree that the way he's going about what he's going about on this particular issue is seeking too much,
right.
Not realistic, right?
Yeah, which is what I think what everyone's saying is that, but it's not. I don't think he's doing it to enrich himself. I think that he's just maybe misguided.
Yeah, there's a little, and enriching himself would mean, like Joe Biden kind of corruption. I don't think there's anything like that going on. I think Matt Gaetz is a politician who likes to be on TV.
Yeah,
you know?
And he wants to be the one saying, we want more cuts, we want less spending, we want a budget. I don't disagree with any of that, but you're not going to do that in one, there's no such thing as Superman, dude. You can't leap a tall building in a single bound. You got to take it floor at a time.
And they blew it. They blew it. By trying to bite the whole elephant, we lost the GOP reforms at the border for the first time. The House GOP holding them accountable at the border, gone for 45 days. And same thing with an 8% cut to government. Remind me the last time that's happened. This gentleman just stopped by here. I bet he's got something to tell me.
I'm Jim, and I stand for the flag.
Hey, Jim, how are you?
I'm wonderful.
We have a $20 gift card for you from PetroServe USA.
That's even better.
Thanks for stopping by. Where are you from?
Fargo.
Are you?
I listen to you every day.
God bless you. Thank you very much. We appreciate that. So you took a little stroll up to Harwood today.
Yeah, that's a short little drive.
All right. Well, enjoy some breakfast and $20 on us on the pump, okay?
Thank you.
You bet. You can also register for a $100 giveaway of gas that we'll be doing coming up a little later on in the program. Let me get back to some of these texts. Kevin is on a roll, says Dewey in Valley City. God bless him for saying what we all should be saying. Way to go, Kevin.
All right, back at you, do man.
How about that? Exactly right. Texter says Kevin is on a roll today. He's rolling. Another texter says, this is what the left and the rhino Republicans on the take do. Matt Gaetz, the Democrats play the same game over and over again using the media like a bullhorn. They accuse you and other Republicans for government shutdown if you don't pass bills when Republicans cave in and pass spending. The Democrats blame Republicans for deficit spending months down the road. Hang in there, kid. There's somebody that agrees with Matt Gaetz. Appreciate that. We're kind of keeping tabs on that today. 701-271-1100 or text us 701-237-1590. Texter says, Trump is charged with fraud, yet Minnesota inflates the value of car registration, and that's not fraud.
Thank you. Oh, man, wait a minute. That is an applause line, my friends, right there.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
That's exactly what it is. It's a fleecing of America.
Right on.
Fleecing of Minnesotans.
Explain what's going on in Minnesota. I mean, we hear bits and pieces of this in North Dakota. I know you talked about it before, but what did they change? What are they doing?
Well, it's part of the big omnibus bill that, they could value any vehicle, and we're just talking about license renewal tabs for this story for me. We have a 2013 Chevy Impala four-door, LT, nothing serious, not leather or anything. It's just a nice car, and it's a 2013, and the state of, it's worth about $6,000, near as I can tell. You know, KBB, Kelly Blue Book, et cetera.
Sure, 10 years old.
State of Minnesota sends me a statement this last go-around, and put my tabs from, I think it was $18 and something to $43 because they value the car now at $28,210. Just because. They just said, well, we can charge you, and I think, I want to say the legislation was like 160% of value. Well, what they have for me is 467% of the value. It's worth $6,000. They're saying it's worth $28,000.
What's your remedy?
My remedy is I'm gonna at least do a video on my social pages, my social media. Just when I go to renew them, I'm gonna say, by the way, that's wrong. It should be $6,000. What's the new total? And I'm just gonna get the reaction to see what they say. And I'm sure I'm not the first one that's gonna be saying it in the state of Minnesota. And you think about seven million drivers, and then he just gave every illegal license in Minnesota. So what's that gonna mean for the coffers after we already blew $18 billion of our surplus?
What's going on?
I mean this is actually a racket.
You need to find the Democrats that represent you in Minnesota and hold them accountable. That's what I'd do with all you, Kev.
Oh dude, it's deaf ears. They won't return a phone call, an email, they don't care. They try, and there's all kinds of independent journalists who try and corner them in St. Paul. They run away.
Yep. Wait a minute. Rob Kupak ran like, oh, shucks, I'm your neighbor.
Yep.
I'll go down there and represent
you?
Yeah. He's still silent on school resource officers being taken out of schools because of their actions. Ridiculous.
The last thing any of these people will do is engage. That's the last thing. They can't engage because they lose.
701-271-1100 is our number. Texter says if Bowman, as AOC stated, was trying to get out quickly, the fire alarm hadn't been set yet because he set it off. Diane says these people are idiots.
Truly. Truly. It's good, man, that's the best we can do? Guys like this? Okay.
Texter says, how much fight are you hearing from the establishment Republicans for Trump? The establishment is going to cost us big in 2024. Mark my words on this date. Matt Gaetz and his fight is about principles and accountability in government. Who needs Democrats when you have Hovind and Kramer? Bottom line, the Democrats are more effective than Republicans. Well, I think there's something to that. They're just better politicians. They absolutely are.
I agree with everything Matt Gaetz wants to do. I just realize that, you can't play a football game underwater. It's the swamp, man.
Another listener says, hey, I thought Democrats were supposed to be the adults in the room. It's usually children who pull fire alarms.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Bingo.
And we got it on tape. You can't make it up. And yet they're apologizing for the guy. It's ridiculous. More coming up.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pucklich Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources? Reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Back on What's On Your Mind, 11 before the top of the hour. And we have some more special guests here, which we love. Coming up, say hi, PetroServe USA. What's your name, sir?
My name is Dan.
And I understand you're a veteran, Dan.
I am. I was in the Guard and called up for the Berlin crisis. And then the Kennedy handling the situation of the Russians, Cuba.
Bay of Pigs.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Where do you live, Dan?
In North Fargo.
Great. Appreciate you coming by. We got a $20 gift card for you from PetroServe USA. Thanks for your service.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I don't even have to ask you if you stand for the flag because I know.
I do stand for the flag.
Appreciate it very much. What's this gentleman's name right here?
Rich Walker.
Where are you from, Rich?
Moorhead.
All right. Do you have something to tell me?
Yes, I stand for the flag. I'm a U.S. Marine vet.
God bless you. Yeah. How long in the Marines?
4 years.
Semper Fi.
I was stationed down in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, my 4 years.
Were you really?
Yeah.
Down there with the worst of the worst.
Yep. I helped build that.
Did you really?
Yep.
Wow. Did you interrogate any of those goofballs?
Nope. I did other things instead.
Well, that saved a lot of lives down there in Guantanamo Bay.
Yes.
And locking up the worst of the worst.
That's a good place to keep.
Thanks for your service.
Thank you.
Semper Fi, for sure. Here's another guy I know that's just a military veteran. You want to tell me you stand for the flag? I know he does.
Yes, I stand for the flag.
Yeah, exactly right. Thanks a bunch. Appreciate it. Hand Mike that microphone and come over here. General Mike Haugen just stopped by to say hi.
Hey!
Hi. Morning.
Grab a soda and a little breakfast. Kevin
says
hi. Yes,
on my way to combine for a friend of mine.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Where are you combining?
Up by Hunter.
What are you combining?
Oh, soybeans.
Soybeans, yeah. Yeah. Good day to do it. No dew, I hear.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. Very good.
Perfect.
Grand day.
You told me a little story a moment ago about a woman you're helping from your church. Tell us that story.
Okay. Well, the Cub Scouts were having a pancake breakfast back in March, and this lady shows up, and she didn't know anybody in church. We sat down with her, and she spoke very broken English, and come to find out she is a... mother of a NDSU student who's going to grad school, and she's from Iran. Anyway, she was going to...
A doctor, right?
Yeah, she's a physician. So she's an emergency room doctor and then a dermatologist now, specialized. Anyway, we were just astounded that someone from Iran, obviously a Muslim country, would be at church. And not only that, she said, well, I've sort of been a closet Christian in Iran.
You better you die, right?
And now she was able to become openly Christian. And on Easter Sunday, she was baptized in our church.
Wow. Is she a citizen yet?
No, she's applied, but when you go through the process, it takes a couple of years. So she'll be getting there.
You told me also that that new Americans like that, that go through the legal process to come here,
right,
have a set of rights, but also a set of responsibilities.
Yes, I was looking up citizenship online, trying to help her, understand what she'd have to go through. And I found online that there are rights for citizens, and there's seven of them listed in the U.S. government publication. But there's also responsibilities listed, and there's nine of those. And we never hear about people's responsibilities to being a citizen. We only hear about their rights.
No kidding. Yeah. Great, great point. Well, that's God bless you for doing that. That's fantastic, and what a neat story for sure. Good to see you.
Thanks. Thanks.
Thanks for all your service, by the way.
You do know I stand for the flag.
I do know you stand for the flag. Yes, exactly. I didn't even have to ask him, did I, Kev? Not General Mike Haugen.
Not that guy, you don't.
All those years of good service. I tell you what, used to be a commander.
One of my favorite humans.
National Guard, absolutely. Joe in Ada, Minnesota, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Joe.
Listen, I was just in there with you. I was. I said, let's go Trump. On AOC, I wanted to make a comment. I was in Queens in the Bronx. And that's a place where you wouldn't want to get out of your car. You'd probably want to go through the drive-thru if you went last two blocks. Anyway, that's like 50% Hispanic, and it's probably 20% Black. And I think she's just looking for more votes. She's going to stick up for this Black politician pulling the fire alarm. I guarantee you, if it was a white person that pulled that fire alarm like that, he would be charged and prosecuted. He's a minority, and I believe that they'll just dissolve it, and they'll let him go. That's just my comment, and I can't stay on the line any longer because I have to do something, but I just wanted to let you know. Thanks
1,000%. Yeah,
glad you called, Joe. Thank you, Brian. Thank you very much for both calling and stopping by and seeing us at PetroServe USA today in Hartwood, where the home cooking and grab-and-go convenience is on, and we're having a great time here with folks. So we invite you to come on by and join us at PetroServe USA. Any PetroServe USA location with the pink at the pump, you fill up there on Leonard 88. 3 cents for every gallon of unleaded 88 purchased all month long goes to fight breast cancer. So help us do that. Pink at the pump kicking off today. And actually, yesterday it started, and it continues today. So come see us. And if you tell us you stand for the flag like those last three gentlemen just did, we'll hand you a $20 gift card while they last. $1,000 worth of these babies. $1,000 in $20 gift cards. And we're giving away $100 in gas at the end of the show, so folks can register for that as well. Brought to you today by our friends at Sirocet, a wellness company that helps relax your brain, manage stress, restore hope, and achieve restful sleep. If you feel like you need to relax, you need to rebalance, you need to reset, you need Sirocet. Kids with attention and focusing problems have had great success with this. Behavioral problems as well. People with sadness or states of depression. Find out more at Sirocet.com. C-E-Reset. C-E-Reset.com. Or call them at 566-5231. We're powered by Puckett Chevrolet, Buick GMC Valley City. North Dakota's home for Chevy. On What's On Your Mind, more coming up.
Scott Hill, and I talked to Mike Lundell today. He wanted me to convey to you his thanks for all the support for MyPillow and the employees in these tough economic times. Mike says, Scott, let's get back to listeners. We've got deals on his most popular products. You've heard me talk about my slippers. $29.99 right now. They used to be $100. Giza sheets, MyPillow 2.0, and more. But great news, the MyPillow 6-pack towel sets are back in stock. Comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths. Regular $80 for a limited time. 6-pack towel set, only $39.99 with the promo code Scott. Go to MyPillow.com now. Use promo code Scott. 50% off the MyPillow 6-pack towel sets. $39.99 a set. The deal won't last long. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott for this special and many more. Or call 800-506-9028. Go to MyPillow.com now. 800-506-9028. Use promo code Scott. 50% off the MyPillow 6-pack towel sets. Go to MyPillow.com now.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay heating pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Up your order.